Do you ever hear it called shanks or shins?
Yeah, shins.
Uh-huh. And say someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
peaky.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and
strong.
Anything else?
Healthy.
What about the term stout?
Yeah, stout.
What does stout mean?
Stout usually refers to someone with big bones and the flesh on the bones to make him oversized.
Mm-hmm.
Really. He's maybe twice the size of someone his age or his peer group, and he's a stout person.
But would he still be strong?
Not necessarily.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
I don't know.
You ever hear that?
No.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you call him what kind of person?
And he's not easygoing, but temperamental person.
Huh?
Temperamental person.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's somewhat level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't let different situations arise, his emotions. He's always calm.
Mm-hmm.
And in his situation.
And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs, you'd call him?
Pole.
Okay. Or he's always stumbling and dropping things.
Clumsy.
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
jinx.
Okay. Do you ever call him a fool?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
A fool. That's really a hard word for me to define. Because the way I see it, a fool can be a person that can be obsessed over one idea or one something or one somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A fool can do things that don't make any sense to others, but it makes sense to him.
Mm-hmm.
A fool could be, on the other hand, a person who's always doing things that are right,
mm-hmm.
legally and set up by society, and on the other hand, society condemns him because he may be the only one that abides by those rules.
Mm-hmm. Is it very insulting to call someone a fool?
In some situations, in some not, it can be the way that you say it in a certain situations, you can say, oh, fool, come on, that. You can say it in that joking manner, or you can say it in a way where you mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not necessarily mean it, but the tone of your voice
mm-hmm.
dictates the whole attitude of what you were trying to say.
What would you call someone who had a whole lot of money, but really hangs on to his money?
I would call them a tight squad.
A what?
Tight squad. Or a miser,
mm-hmm.
Ebenezer Scrooge type person.
What about when you say that a person is common? What does that mean?
He doesn't really go for the elaborate things in life.